William Frawley.
In the morning, do me a favor the night before and sleep out. I got the boys up. They'll be right down.
What for, Bob?
Well, you don't suppose they're going to let their dad leave town without saying goodbye, do you?
Oh, Saturday, Bob, you should have let him sleep. Besides, I'm going to be back home tonight.
And what are these things?
I was just looking at these books Mike brought from the library.
History made easy.
Taking the work out of homework. How to retire before 30.
Oh, boy, these kids of today. You know, in my day, we weren't looking for the easy way out.
You weren't, huh?
Well, we might have been looking for it, but we never found it.
Well, I guess I better get going. You know, I'm a little worried about this assignment.
Relax, will you? What are you worried about?
Well, it's just that I have a meeting with Thorne Masterson. He's the president of Union Aircraft. I'm supposed to try to sell him on a very important contract. Huh? So, in case any problem should come up, you can reach me at the dial 325-207743. Ask for Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas? Well, I usually ask for my son-in-law, the engineer.
Tell the boys I'm sorry I couldn't wait.
They'll be right down, I tell you. There they are.
Hmm? Oh. Well, it was nice of them to get up to see me off.
Well, they didn't really want to, but I suggested it might be nice.
I thought so. Well, goodbye, fellas. What did they say?
I said goodbye, have a good time, and hurry back.
Oh. I'll see you tonight, Bob. Don't wait dinner.
All right. All right, you fellas, back to your hammocks. Oh, come on. Well, this isn't much of a planet, but it's all we got.
Let's watch the Fighting Cowboys.
I'm watching cartoons.
Black, you're not.
I'll cut it out.
Gee, you Earthmen are all alike.
Boy, it's a real funny cartoon.
TV. Oh, swell.
That's only the starters, man.
I think it would have gone off anyway. Make it work.
I can. I vacuumized it.
Fix it if you're higher intelligence.
We might be higher, but we still got things to learn.
Where are you going?
To outer space, so call me.
Okay.
Start at the beginning, Earthman. Within 24 hours, everything on Earth is going to stop working. And all the ice cream in the world is going to melt. So call me.
Hey, Bob, better call repairman. TV tube's blown out.
Might be good for you to go one weekend without TV.
But there's nothing else to do. Hey, you want to go outside and have a catch?
Can't you see I'm busy, Chip? And then I got to get to the dentist.
Gee, Bob, how will I last a Monday without TV?
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you'll just have to rough it. Too bad.
Carol, how am I supposed to get over to your house without a car? It's not practically next door. It's 5 blocks.
5 blocks?
Well, look, if you think it's such a nice walk, why don't you walk over here? Oh, forget it. I was supposed to go over there. It's 5 blocks.
Well, that explains it. And each one of those blocks is studded with landmines.
It's not that important.
You know, when I was a kid, I walked 2 miles to school every day. Sudsy's right. The human race is going downhill.
Earth to OCOG.
Earth's all cops. We're coming after you. We're gonna blast you into the next universe. Water department? Who am I? I'm the wrong number.
Well, I thought you were in training, Humphrey.
Well, I am.
What for, a fighting contest? Now listen, if you do make the team, and if you should get a hit, they're going to have to carry you to first base.
Well, Chuck Farnham's raising a mustache.
Well, what's that got to do with it? Shut that thing off, will you?
Well, Chuck is the other candidate for shortstop.
Yeah, I know.
Who's ever seen a high school shortstop with a mustache?
No.
Well, don't you see, Buck? If the coach has to choose between a guy who can't run and a guy that's going to look a lot older than the coach himself, naturally he's going to choose me.
Well, I don't believe I saw anybody selling tickets for the science show, but now that I got you all here together, come on in and sit down. Sally. I said sit.
Yes, sir.
Now, for the next few minutes, I'm going to ask for your undivided attention.
What's that?
Just pay attention, Chip. Bub wants to tell us something.
Yes. When I was your age, kids were different. Now, I don't want to say we were better, but I will say it because we were better.
Better than what, Bub?
Better than you playboys, that's what. This generation doesn't even know the meaning of the word humility. We didn't have television.
Gee.
Kind of makes your blood run cold, doesn't it? But we amused ourselves all right. So what's the greatest game in the world was rubbing two sticks together. And the rich kids rubbed rocks. Then we played games like chop the wood, beat the rugs, churn the butter, milk the moo cow.
Boy, that must have been great. Milking cows and chopping wood. Hey, Bub, can I have a hatchet?
No. Maybe it's me. I try to understand. I can't.
Well, what is it that you want to understand, Bub?
Your dad takes off on a trip, but no one says goodbye. You know, earthly good around the house, but you don't seem to feel one bit guilty. In my day, that's one thing kids knew, how to feel guilty. We were always feeling guilty. Now, just think that over while I'm down at the dentist, will you?
Let's get to work and do something around here. Like Bub says, it won't kill us.
What do we do first? Milk the cow, churn the butter.
We could beat our rug. Well, how are you going to beat wall-to-wall carpet? No, I mean the rug in my room. We could take the rug outside and then hang it up and then beat it. I guess that's how you do it.
What do you want?
Let's watch TV.
Still busted.
Did you look in the refrigerator yet?
I know. All the ice cream is melted. You want to work or not?
We're too smart for that.
Where are you going?
To Saturn.
See ya.
All right. Now, I'm going to take care of the light fixture in the kitchen, and Robbie's going
to beat the rug.
No, you're going to put away the groceries. Yeah, put away the groceries. All right, let's get in there and pitch. Let's really do a great job and surprise Bub, huh? All right, let's get in there and pitch. Rah, 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 and gung ho! Yeah, it's not so difficult if you know what you're doing. Took down the old light fixture. Now all I have to do is finish plastering this up and paint over it. Then with the hole I cut in the ceiling over there to expose the wires, I'll put the new light fixture up there. And Bub has a new light to work by. That's a pretty complicated job. You know, a job like this, it costs 40 or 50 bucks.
Here, put a little more plaster in that hole for me.
Oh, my gosh. Chip, for the 10th time, will you get in here and put these groceries away?
Rob, I don't need that much. Scrape that off. I don't need
it. How's that?
I still don't need that. Scrape close to that.
You guys want to fix
something. Why don't you fix the TV?
Why don't you amscript?
Get lost.
Here are those letters, sir. Oh, and Douglas is here, sir.
I don't understand him sending an engineer to negotiate a big contract like this. Don't they think we're important enough?
You'd think they'd delegate at least a vice president.
Mm. I'll send him in. I'll see what he has to offer.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Stubby. Busted it. He should make it work again.
Be reached in case something important came up, an emergency. Now, of course, I realize that to you, this is an emergency, but...
Susie and I were just watching it, and suddenly went out, Blatt.
Blatt?
Yeah, he says he vacuumized it. Do you believe that?
No, no, I don't. Now, I know you fellas can get along without me being there for one day. Now, you work this out for yourselves. I'm very busy here. Goodbye, and have a nice day.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, yes. It was nothing too important. Now, let's see.
You finished up in the living room?
Not quite. I got all the furniture moved out of the way. You know what? I better get to work on this rug.
Hey, that's looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
Hey, Rob, where's that new fixture?
I don't know. I don't see it anywhere around here.
Well now, Redfoot, why would my men want to attack your brain? Engine don't want no trouble. We don't want any either.
Hey, Mike, what do you beat a rug with?
A rug beater.
Hi, information. Could you tell me who I would call to get paint off a rug? Never mind. I think I found an information.
As you can see, Mr. Masterson, this projection indicates an entirely new concept in design.
Very ingenious.
Now, this print here...
Pardon me. Yes?
Hello.
Hi, Dad. How do we get paint off the rug before Bub gets back from the dentist?
How do you... Don't you fellas understand? I'm in the middle of a very important meeting here.
Well, this is important too, Dad. There's a lot at stake.
What's at stake?
Well, my pride. Bub says our whole generation is nothing but a bunch of freeloaders.
Oh. Well, about your problem, why don't you go down and talk to Mr. Haynes about it? I'm sure he can give you some information on it.
Oh, down at the hardware. Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Don't mention it. Goodbye.
Your people just can't seem to get along without you, can they?
Boys seem to have run into a few problems.
Don't explain, please. I understand perfectly.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Well, now, this print incorporates a few structural changes that...
Hey, Robbie, do you know where that new light fixture is?
Hey, Mike, could you lend me a quarter?
I've looked all over for it. It was here someplace. Unless Bub took it back.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh, I can't leave a hole in the ceiling. He's got to have a light in the kitchen.
See you next week, kiddies. Now stay tuned for Cartoon Club. Yay! The KRP TV, Channel 3, for everything that's best to see.
Steve, it's been a long time since somebody showed me how to cut costs.
Well, Thorne, saving you money is as much a part of my job as seeing that you get good quality.
That's nicely put, Steve.
Say, mothers, here's a new wash day miracle. So simple, a child can use it. Laundry washes itself. So watch how easy it is to make wash day a child's play.
I wish to view you Earth people at close hand.
Well, I'm gonna do the laundry.
You mean it?
Sure, that's child's play.
Chip, did Dad leave a number where he could be reached?
Yeah. What do you want to bother him for? Don't you know he's busy?
Commander.
Yes? Yes, this is he. It's for me, of course.
Dad, this is Mike. I'm sorry to bother you, but do you remember the kitchen?
Well, of course I remember it. Why do you ask? Is it gone or something?
Well, you remember the light fixture? You wanted to move it over and put up a new one? Well, where is the new one?
Mike, this can wait till I get back, can't it?
A man has executive quality. Everybody depends on him for decisions.
But, Dad, there's a great big hole in the ceiling. And Bub's got to have something to work by.
Well, why don't you enlarge the hole and put the house on a turntable and he can work by the light of the moon?
I can't get a straight answer from anybody anymore. I'm sorry I bothered you.
You think that's enough soap, Potter?
You better use it all to make sure.
Hey, it looks like an ice cream soda, Chip.
Yeah. Hey, let's go outside and play.
What about the laundry?
It washes itself.
What is this? A revolution? All right, you rebels, take down the barricade. What is this? Well, there's the hole. Now, where's the cannon?
The authorization, that should do it. Hello. Oh. Yes, this is he.
When are you coming home?
Well, I'm just about cleaned up here, and...
Yeah, well, I'm not. And Steve, how can I get your kids to quit trying to help me?
Well, you're in charge there, you know. I thought you'd keep the old assembly line running smoothly.
What do you mean, assembly line? This is no factory. It's an uprising. You better get home while the ceiling is still on. Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get back.
Yes, I can see that.
Well, Thorne, I can't begin to tell you how happy I am that this whole complicated deal worked out as easily as it did. Matter of fact, I'm just a little surprised, too.
It's been a distinct pleasure, Steve.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jensen, that just shows you how wrong you can be. That's just the kind of man I like to do business with. Indispensable. A real executive.
His company must think highly of him.
Highly? They call him here every 5 minutes. I don't know how they can operate without him. He's an engineer, you know. Like me.
Hi, Steve. Welcome home, such as it is.
You know, Bob, I had the strangest experience today.
Yeah, well, you tell me yours, dear, and I'll tell you mine.
No, you go ahead.
You've got to put your foot down with those boys.
How do you mean?
Well, Mike put up a new light fixture in the kitchen today.
Yeah?
Robbie beat the carpet.
Oh?
And Chip did the laundry.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's pretty wonderful, don't you?
Well, it seems to lose a little something in the telling.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Well, kitchen's finished. I'm turning in. I've had it.
Robbie and Chip had it a couple of hours ago. Let's face it, modern kids can't take it. Maybe it's because when we were kids, we didn't have all these conveniences and amusements.
Yeah, maybe. But I imagine if we'd had them, we would have used them,
And this easy business, I don't know where they pick it up.
I don't know, but they sure pick it up.
Yeah.
Bob, how would a cup of coffee go right now?
A cup of coffee would go great, but we're just out of coffee.
Oh. Well, I suppose I could drive down and get some, I've already put the car away in the garage.
I suppose I could walk down and get some.
No. Why should I do that, Bob? The store's 2 blocks away. Besides, you haven't got your shoes on.
Well, you've got your shoes on. Why can't you walk down and get
them? Oh, well. I think we'll just skip the coffee,
So that's where they pick it up.
Yeah. Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.